what it's like after. I am particularly interested if you've used her step-by-step decluttering book, ebook, or workshop.
Yes, I have.
Okay. So whatever impressions you have of that, it's fine. But you know, but your whole story in general, before and after, is terrific. So I'll, right, that's enough of me. I'm going to listen to you talk now.
Well, my house wasn't always a cluttered mess, but a couple years ago, I guess you could say I was going through a rough patch after I left teaching, kind of because it just became kind of stressful for me. But I ended up just spending a lot of time. I started crocheting a lot and sewing. And then I started buying yarn on sale and fabric on sale. And it just accumulated. And I became kind of not so interested in, I spent a lot of time crocheting, and it became a kind of a sanctuary, or it was a way for me to escape, really.
Yep.
Honestly. And so as a result, I ended up having a lot of yarn all over the house, fabric all over the house, lots. I mean, really a lot. And I let other things go. I just didn't take care of, you know, and because the more things that were there, it just became, I had piles of stuff all through the house. So not quite as bad as a hoarder, but kind of verging on it, where I had to, there were definitely pathways and things. There was not a lot of open space. And it was actually becoming rather depressing for me. I just, you know, and I happened to see Sarah's ad on Facebook for the organized like a boss challenge that she, okay, at the time she offered for like $10. I think it's 20 now, but I was intrigued by that. And so I said, well, for $10, what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
So I took that, I signed up for that. And at the same time, I purchased her step-by-step decluttering.
When was this?
This was June of 2020.
Oh, so less than a year ago. Okay.
Less than a year ago. And so I've done the, I started with the challenge and the things that she taught, like, I kind of understood that, but as far as using containers and labels and organizing things. But then I also, you know, the organization was very helpful for me, but also I joined her OMH group, Organized Membership Group.
And at the same time?
Right after the two-week challenge, right after the OLAB challenge. Yes, basically at the same time. So, and I've been active in that, and it has been very helpful as far as it allowed me to see that I had so much stuff. There's no way I can organize it all. I have to start getting rid of things. So the only way, you know, there's, and I'm still going through that process. So I had a kind of a free yard sale in the summertime and over the weekend, and I had advertised it, and I got rid of a lot of things that way. And I keep on to this day, I'm still working on decluttering things, but I have found one thing that's really great is that, or probably all of my adult life, one place that has always been a problem area for me is like my bathroom and the vanity top. It would always get cluttered with items. But I was able to use some of the lessons that Sarah has taught and the steps. And since that time, And I decluttered it, I think, in August. It has stayed decluttered. It has not, it has, you know, so not only am I'm decluttering and learning new habits that enable me to maintain my decluttered space. So it's not getting recluttered with other stuff, which is really cool, I think. I've never kept my bathroom looking as nice as that, you know. So that's to me is a big win for me.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, I've even organized my food pantry and it has stayed organized so I can see what food I have. So I'm not buying a lot of duplicate food or stuff that I already have. So that's really helpful. And another thing that I tried this fall, I think I tried it in November or maybe it was December. I tried to do I did a spend-free month.
A spend-free?
Yep. Except for necessities like food. No buying things.
Ah, okay. So is this something Sarah teaches?
She's mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
And I've actually posted in the group, but as she's mentioned it, as far as you have to stop bringing things in. You know, you can't declutter if you keep bringing items into the house. So I kind of, you know, decided to try it. And now this year, I'm challenging myself to have a spend-free year and only buy things that are absolutely necessary. You know, if it's just, you know, something that I want because I want it, well, do I need it? Mm. So I'm asking myself a lot of questions. Do I need it? And also one thing that's very helpful to me is Sarah has asked this too, is like if you're having a hard time getting rid of something, then ask yourself, well, what does it mean to you? What does it mean? And when you ask yourself that, you may be surprised that really doesn't mean anything to you and that it's okay to let things go. And, but what I really, really like about Sarah and what she teaches is she'll never tell you to let something go that you don't want to go. If it means something to you, if it's important for you to keep, then keep it by all means, because, you know, that's, if it makes you happy, you know, if it's, you know, don't just get rid of something because it's taking up space if you don't want to get rid of it. So, I mean, that's really cool, I think. So it's helpful. And I know this, I don't think she has it in the book per se. I mean, the step-by-step decluttering, I'd have to go back and look. But she does have, I don't know if she calls it Kitchen Zero in that, but she does have a practice, something in there about, you know, cleaning the kitchen, because a lot of people spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
She has one entire chapter that's just focused right. on the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know if I can't remember if it's called Kitchen Zero in there.
I can't either, but it may well be. She uses it elsewhere.
Yeah, she uses it elsewhere. And, you know, not only is it really helpful to me, but I know from, you know, just talking about other people in the group, it's very helpful to them. And for me, it's helpful because you make your own Kitchen Zero. You decide what is good enough for you, and you can change it. You can add things to it. You know, you can start small and let it evolve and keep adding until you get things, you know, pristine. And the whole concept behind that is that when you go to bed at night, your kitchen is nice and clean. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't have dishes in the sink. Mm. You know, nobody wants to get up in the morning and face dishes in the sink. But I know for me, my dishes are out drying, which is okay. In the morning, they're clean. I just put them away. So
that's what I do. Yeah.
That's my kitchen zero. And I'm fine with that. And a lot of people have started applying that concept of zero to other places in their house. Like they have a dining room table zero, so they don't allow it to become a clutter trap. Hmm. So they're using concepts that she has taught with the kitchen zero and applying those same principles in other areas of their house, which I think is really, really cool. So I know she has a lot. I haven't gone through the whole book because every month in the Organize My Home membership group, she focuses on like a different theme for that month. And you kind of work on that. So in between, I've been revisiting some of the chapters in the decluttering workbook that she has. And
is there anything in the step-by-step decluttering workbook that has specifically that book that you've found that has been incredibly helpful?
I'd have to look at the book to tell you the truth.
Okay. All right.
You want me to go get it? I have it printed out.
Sure. If you've got it.
I can flip through it. Just give me 1 second.
No worries. Yep.
Because sometimes things don't come right to mind right away.
You need to see it in front of you and go, oh yeah, that's right. Yes
exactly. That's yes. Okay, let's see here.
There's one question I meant. I just want to ask, backing way up. How was it you initially found out about Decluttering School or Sarah? Was it on Facebook?
I'm pretty sure it was on Facebook. Yes.
Right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it was on Instagram. I'm pretty sure it was Facebook. Yeah. So yeah, here's our. Oh, she has a quick start thing in the step-by-step decluttering, which is really cool to help you get motivated. It's just a few easy tasks. And that is very helpful because then it's not overwhelming. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned with this is before, and this is where I would always get stuck. I would see the whole room and become just totally overwhelmed by what I need to do. And what Sarah has taught is don't look at the whole room. Focus on one small spot, like the top of a dressing table or the top of a dresser. And you work on that. And that's your focus. You declutter that. And another thing that she's really big on is that when you're decluttering is that you get the stuff out of the house as soon as possible. You know, put it, even if you just put it in your car that you can't drop it off right away, just get it out of the house. I don't always do that because a lot of times I like to donate it to a charity and they come pick it up. So I wait for a pickup day for them to pick it up, but it's boxed up and ready to go. At least it's, that's very helpful. Okay. That was just some things that looking at it before. I know I've made another thing that I really like about her book is that she has worksheets in it to help guide you through the process, so that you can start thinking about, she guides you, but you start thinking about what you want to do. And so it becomes your own decluttering. She's teaching you how to do it so you can do it again, so you can do it more than once. Mm. And it's just a slow by slow process so that you can remember what to do. And I know for me, it helps me make decisions about letting things go more quickly. And one thing that I've learned is before I start decluttering an area or spot or a section, like the other day, I was decluttering some quilting patterns. And so I still have more than I need, but I got rid of over 15. But what I decided was to look at them critically and decide, well, which am I really ever going to do it? Mm. So decide a criteria. So what I do now is I always, to help me make decisions quickly, is have a criteria before I start decluttering, so I know what I want to keep or what I want to let go. Mm. So having that criteria really makes decision-making easy. You're not looking at something going, well, gee, I don't know. Well, if it either fits in your criteria or it doesn't. And so that makes it really, really helpful. That's one of the things she teaches in here. She also teaches, there's stuff about kids in here, which I totally skipped because I don't have any kids. She does suggest starting with the kitchen in the book because you spend so much time in there and you do so much. And another thing that I really like is just her encouragement that she had. And even in the her language in the book, it's so encouraging. So it's like there's one section in the book in her book that addresses books. Well, a lot of people love books. I love books.
Yeah, me too.
And I have and probably still have a lot of books. They were nice books. They were hardback books because I like the feel of a hardback book instead of just paperback. Mm. But I would read them and then it would go on the shelf. And I liked having them. And I would sometimes, they were a series of books. Like the Outlander series, which I loved, but they were just sitting there. I wasn't rereading them. I wasn't planning on rereading them. And it was, you know, so just in reading her book, it was, and some books I had bought and never even read. And I had them for 10 years. And so in reading her book, it was like, well, if I haven't read it in 10 years, I'm probably not going to read it. Mm. It's okay to let it go. And on some other books, I was like, well, I have a Kindle version of it. Do I need to keep the hardcover version of it? Not really. I can use that space for something else. So, you know, on those kind of things that there, it's in the book and it's really, really helpful. She also refers, she also gives you, there's also links in her book that enable you to go to other resources, which is helpful. So, and I also, it's, she talks about paperwork in her book, but I also bought from her a separate paperwork course.
Household paperwork made easy.
Yes, because I would end up with piles of it. So I know what that's really helpful for me. And I know in the book, she talks about setting up a command center to deal with the paperwork. And I know that's been very helpful for me in setting up that command center and going through my mail regularly, throwing away the junk mail right away. For some reason, that's my job. My husband gets the mail and gives it to me, which is fine. But it means that now that I have it set up, I know what bills I need to pay. I write the due date. If I don't pay it right away, when I need to pay it, at least once a week, I go through with it and make sure I'm keeping up with it so I don't end up with another huge stack of mail like this, which is like, who wants to deal with that? So it really, really is helpful. Let me see, what else do we have in here? Another thing that is really cool that on a lot of her worksheets, she has you do reflection so that, you know, why is it important to you? What did you learn? What are you going to do with the stuff you're decluttering? Are you going to donate it? Are you going to trash it? You know, so she really makes things easy. With the checklists, you can decide, like on her kitchen checklist, she has it categorized whether it's going to be easy, hard or difficult for you to do. And she always encourages people to start with the easy tasks first. Don't start with the difficult tasks. Like family photos is not something you should start with because that can be, there's a lot of emotional
things. Oh yeah.
Or if people save, so a lot of people save all their greeting cards. You know, that's not that can be a hard thing for people to deal with.
I've struggled with that in the past.
Yes. Yes. Now I tend to only keep the ones my husband gives me, and then I still have too much of those. But I think that's really good that she encourages, and it was helpful to me too, to do the easy stuff first, because then, at least for me, I'm building up my muscles. I'm building up my decluttering muscle so that I can tackle the harder stuff. And I know that this has been working for me because I've gone through things a second time. And then I found, why did I keep that? You know, it's like, I don't need that. I don't use that. And so the second time I've gone through something, I can find that I'm able to let go of more things that for some reason I was holding on to, and really, you know, didn't use or rarely used. And, you know, so it was helpful. Of course, there are also some things that I don't use and I'm never going to let it go, because it holds too many memories. Yep. And those are kind of the things that Sarah says, those are things that it's okay to keep. which is really good. And I just really feel that I still have a lot of work to do. But I feel that because of Sarah, it's not an insurmountable task. It is a manageable task. And if I can just do a little bit every day and not add to what I already have, then I will continue to see progress made. And I am continuing to see progress made. And what is really cool is I have just been working on my belongings. One thing that Sarah stresses in all of her things is you only declutter your own stuff. You can't get rid of your significant other's belongings. Now, children she treats are different. I mean, that's different. But because of that, because I've been decluttering now and keep organizing and straightening, my husband, without me saying anything, is starting to do the same. So, you know, it kind of rubs off. As long as, you know, you don't, you know, of course, if you're going to be nagging, I don't think that would be helpful, but I nobody likes to nag. I will organize his things. Like today, I organized the t-shirts in his closet, just refolded them and made them nice and neat. But I didn't get rid of any of them. They're there. They're just nice and neat instead of a pile. And you know, he appreciated that. And, you know, if I got rid of his stuff, he wouldn't like it. So I don't do that. I just make it look a little neater. And that is some, like I said, that's something that Sarah definitely stresses. So is that helpful?
This is all very helpful. Thank you very much. In fact, I've gotten more notes from you on the step-by-step decluttering than I had before. So that's great.
I know on some of the things that she has you do with the step-by-step decluttering are like some of them, the tasks are really easy, like go through your mugs.
Yep.
What you can get rid of. You know, it's just some easy, because everybody's got mugs they can go get rid of. You know, you end up with lots of them. And that, those quick wins helps build your own confidence that you can do things. And she, in the book, she talks a lot about your mindset, that you have to have the mindset that you want to declutter, because otherwise you're just going to be moving things around from one spot to another in the house. You're not actually going to be getting rid of items. And so it's very early on, I remember, I think it was in the first OLAP, and she had a decluttering miracle call as an introduction to the Organize My Home membership group. And I talked about that I have a yarn room, which is true. I have a bedroom that is literally filled with yarn. It's getting better. There's still too much yarn. And she suggested, well, can you get rid of some of your yarn? And I'm like, oh no, I can't get rid of any yarn. And she left it at that. She accepted that it's like, okay, you can't, but.
She knew how much to push.
Right. So, okay. But she also planted a seed. And that was important, because since then I have let yarn go. Some I've given away, some I've sold, and I'm slowly letting it go. And so, you know, I use it, of course, because probably not a day goes by that I'm not using yarn. In the evening, that's how I like to relax. But if you say, oh no, she might ask, why not, to get you to think about it. But she's not going to push you into doing anything you don't want to do.
Fantastic. Am I right in thinking that she's hired you as a coach?
I'm not really a coach. Her coaches do the hour-long decluttering miracle calls.
Yes.
I am what she calls a host.
Oh, okay. You're a host. Fine.
I'm a host, which means I do 10-minute miracle calls where once a week I do a live Facebook video for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
And
what got you doing that?
I was invited to do it.
Oh, she asked you to do it.
Yeah. Well, first she invited me to be, I was invited to become an ambassador, a decluttering club ambassador. So I did that. And then she put out a notice she was looking for people to do these 10-minute miracles. And so you had to tape yourself. You had to record yourself as an audition.
Right. Okay.
And so I did that. I did a 10-minute, and she, and then from that, she, I guess, liked it. And she invited me to be, to do them once a week. And that it was something new that she started this fall. She didn't know how long she was going to continue it, but apparently it's doing well because she's had, getting more people doing it. And there's been a good response with that.
And what do you enjoy about that? And what's kept you doing it?
Oh, it's fun. It's just fun for me. It helps me. It's fun. Sometimes I'm a little silly. I like, it's live. So if I'm using my laptop, I can see when somebody makes a comment, I can interact with them. Maybe it's the teacher in me, because I was a teacher. And it motivates me. It really motivates me to keep doing stuff and keep busy, just like the decluttering miracle calls. They're very motivational. People, do them. Some people go to every single one, but they are highly, highly motivational. You're with a bunch of other people. They all need to declutter. You're working for a set amount of time, and it really helps. Speaking of a set amount of time, that's another thing that Sarah encourages you to do in her book, is like to set a timer. And at first I was really fit to do that. And I didn't set a timer, and I found out that I was probably spending less than 10 minutes, and she recommended 10 minutes. And then I would set a timer for 10 minutes. And then I was like, the 10 minutes was up, and I just like, okay, I'll do another 10 minutes. Okay, I'll do another 10 minutes. And so, when you can see how much you can actually do in 10 minutes, it can motivate you to do more. Or if you only have 10 minutes, it can motivate you to see, okay, I know I can get some stuff done. And I only have 10 minutes, but I know I can get stuff done. So let me go ahead and do it instead of thinking, oh, I don't have time. So that's very motivational in two ways. And it's not only motivational, but it is learning new routines.
Yep.
And routines that become habits.
Yep.
That you keep doing again and again. And that just leads to more success in the decluttering. And that's one of the, I've been wanting to declutter for a while. And this has been the most successful item that I have done. And I have looked at some other ones, other decluttering courses out there. And there was one that I looked at, not going to mention any name, but they just came off as kind of artificial.
Okay.
And Sarah Mueller is very down to earth. I can relate to her, and I think she's very relatable. And I looked at another one, just I was curious. And this, I was happy. This was after doing the organized my home and everything. I was just curious, and it was only a couple bucks. I was just, and I'm like, it was too rigid, meaning she only had the information. She'd send it. You couldn't work at your own pace. You had to wait for her to send you an email to do something. And I like the flexibility of doing things in the time frame that works for me, or to skip around, like with the decluttering, on the step-by-step decluttering, I would skip certain sections and go back to sections to see what I needed, what I wanted to work on.
Yep.
You know, it's so I can choose where I want to start, what I want to do. Now, she does, in some of her groups, she does have challenges where she'll send out, like, this is your challenge for the day. But to me, a challenge is a little bit different than when you're trying to learn how to declutter, what to do. If you have to wait to the next day and you're ready to get going, it's like, well, what do? You're stuck. Mm. So that's one reason I really like the step-by-step decluttering, because, you know, I have it on the website. I can look at it and read it, but I also printed the book out and the worksheet so that